Born in a parallel galaxy to our own, with highly advanced technology, he's come to save us from a fate that is destined to happen to our own. Armed with the Dragon's Maw AI, he can rain fire down upon his foes, from on high. Here's Fat Man.
Stiggity.
Born with the powers to separate light from darkness, as the wolf guy put it, he can turn the lights off. People scared of him. Here's Ghost.
Boo. Didn't expect that one, did you?
No, not at all.
How's that for a twist?
Damn it, Ghost.
All right, on to Mr. Josh now. A howl goes out for all to hear. Paws are heard trampling along the ground, and a beast jumps out, changing in midair to the fourth member of our team. Fuck, I forgot to rewrite that part. Here's Wolf.
Ah, yes, I'm here.
And he sounds like the Terminator.
Oh, God. Austrian werewolves, oh my God.
And here's this Mog guy. He does some magic shits.
Whatever. He's the Barrett of our group. We put him back row.
Dude, Barrett was badass. How many others?
I never used Barrett. My team was Cloud, Tifa, and Red.
Dude, my team was freaking Cloud, Barrett, and Red. Or actually Sid once I got Sid.
I don't think I ever got Sid.
The hell you say?
Hell's wrong with you?
No, I did get Sid.
Drink your goddamn tea.
Betty time. We discuss game mechanics.
We discuss Final Fantasy VII.
Which, the funny thing about that, I was actually playing it earlier.
I was playing Dirge of Cerberus, which is 7, but not.
I played Dissidia. I was playing as Cloud.
Actually, I have Dissidia as well.
I don't, because I'm a poor motherfucker, but...
I have a brother who has the game, so that's how I get away with it.
I bought the game.
I
popped the game.
More giddy giddy gumdrops.
Oh, hooray, my phone. And it's Twitter. Oh, well.
Didn't you say to not play with your phone?
I'm not playing with it. I'm molesting it. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Those who live by the sword get shot by those who don't.
Smooth.
He was looking up one-liners for, like, hours on end earlier.
By hours on end, he means 5 minutes.
Because that's really all it takes.
Okay, let's get the natural shit out of the way first. Let's get all the update crap out of the way. Well, actually, no, let's do today's events, since the fact I forget that.
Nope. There goes my phone again.
Damn it, Ghost.
It's not my fault, so I keep spamming me. Yeah,
don't make me reach through the internet, take your phone, and chuck it against a wall. I will do it.
You can do that?
Yes.
You must teach me how.
Me too.
First, you must eat bean burritos all day.
Oh my God.
Check.
I can't.
And you must download three liter bottles of Dr. Pepper.
I can't.
No!
I'm broke.
No.
DP is the devil.
Dude, I think you're about to be kicked out of this call.
No, it's... Yeah, you're gone. Goodbye. I'm blocking you and everything.
Ah, you cannot beat me in my Mountain Dew. We are going to take over the world.
Blocking you. I'm going to come to your house and kill your dog. I just...
I like my dog.
I don't.
Don't you complain about him all the time, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Complaining and liking are two.
You know what? Fuck today's events, right. Apparently. Let's just do the update crap.
No, we can do today's events. Let's do today's events.
Okay, fuck.
Okay, let's
How about
do
tomorrow's
events?
We do tomorrow's events?
No.
Damn.
We have to...
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, let me go first. Apparently... Let me go first so Ghost doesn't get all anal that he has to go first.
No, I don't want to go That's first, the... but I have my stupid news story for today.
Well, I...
So do
okay.
I.
Okay. here's my day so far. I spent for most of the day hearing the Halloween theme from the Halloween movie. Dun dun dun. Dun moving on. In fact, having to hear my parents whole damn day. Ghost is typing.
Yeah, I'm typing because I'm talking to Josh because he asked a damn question. I'll get back with your shit.
Well, he's kind of late in the whole, hey, can I, the whole podcast thing. I can understand because I don't have one either this week because the fact I've been dealing with my parents.
Well, yeah. Go get one now.
I could tell you an old one that I know of.
Well, I did that 2 weeks ago, so yeah.
Fine, I have one.
Okay.
Moving on, I've been sitting here trying to get the podcast going since 5 a fucking clock.
Yeah.
That went like great, didn't it?
And my cats are going nuts. They're literally hissing over pussy.
Bottom tish.
Bottom tsh. Okay.
It's not even that enthusiastic, just...
That, and I've been periodically off and on working on the episode.
Yay!
I'm just waiting for Robert to give me the line and fuckers to give me the retakes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I already gave you all mine. You have everything from me.
I know. It's Ghost and Tom I'm waiting. And Levi.
Hey. Oh, that's right. He did have a retake.
And he still has to do the humming part, too.
Right. I'll find the damn thing for him.
Thank you.
All right.
Jeez.
Levi. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, but...
All right, well, I guess Ghost is excluded from second, unless we just want to wait around for him.
I'll be back in, like, 2 minutes.
Uh-oh.
We're timing you.
I knew it.
Josh? Remember what I said about your dog.
5, 6, 7.
Next on Freddy time. Right. Terminator time. Moving on. Mog. Mog, you can go.
Okay. My day's events? Well, I was up until 5 a.m. this morning playing Final Fantasy 13. Then I went to bed at Josh's house. And I woke Josh's house at 9 o'clock, and we went to the beach, and I got sunburned. And then I got home, and they told me that I had to come into work an hour early tomorrow. Because we have a fucking $1,000 catering going out at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I've just been kind of waiting around for fatty time to start for 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours. It's 6 for me.
And he's back right on time.
6 and a quarter. I told you.
Yeah, but that's my day in a nutshell.
So it's either Ghost or Josh.
Josh can go. I go first too often.
What do I gotta do?
You just tell about
just events. Today's events. What you did today?
Oh, well, I didn't sleep because I'm not a pansy like Chris, and I woke everybody up at 9, which was hilarious, and we all went to the beach and got sunburned, and then we came back to my house and swam in the pool, and then we all got around and hung out and had a good time, and now I'm on fatty time talking with a bunch of retards. I mean, cool people!
I'm just waiting for... Which way did they go, George? Which way did they go?
Okay, first of all, why did you leave the beach to go swim in a pool?
It was really hot outside.
So you go to the pool outside because it's too hot outside, huh?
There was shade at the pool.
Put up an umbrella, goddamn.
How many umbrellas can you put up?
As many as you want.
As many as you have.
As many as you need to.
What are you kidding? Just get a fat guy to lay up in the trees. That's enough shade for you.
Well, fat man, how about you come visit?
Well, give me the gas and I'll drive.
Done.
There don't need to be more fat people on the beach, no.
Well, sorry, I get excused for a well all the damn time.
And they want to push you back in, and so do I.
Wait, I have another part of today's event.
Not for the same reason.
I have to make fun of Chris with one more of today's events, because we were playing Phase 10 last night, which was still today because I haven't slept, and he got skipped like so many times, he cried like a baby.
Dude, I kick ass at that game. I beat my dad's work. Like, my dad is the manager at where he works, and all his workers were just dicking around playing Phase 10, and I kicked their asses at it.
I think it's Ghost.
It's Ghost's turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Today I did a little sleeping, and I mean a little. Like, I went to bed at, I don't know when, and not up at, like, 2:30. And then...
Yes, he went to bed at 1:59 and woke up at 2:30.
Yeah, I did. And then, let's see. I watched TV a lot. And I did pretty much nothing. Oh, I messed around with my new NES emulator, which I found a game called Mario 4. It sucks. I don't think it's a ROM hack. I think it's a real thing, too. That's what made me almost cry. And then I tried to play Mario 2 hack with Pokemons. And that was boring the shit out of me, so I decided to stop. Because I couldn't map a save state key. And then I got on here to talk to Fat Man about the show, but apparently it was delayed. And then, so I spent the rest of the night reading Looking for Group by the Great Wolf Hoodoo. It is good. It's awesome and gory, and there's a necromancer, and I love it.
Yeah.
By the awesome people. By the same awesome people that do Least I Could Do.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'm on here, and then I met Josh, and now I'm on here with you guys.
I liked the part about meeting me.
I liked that part too.
Okay.
And just so you know about your retard crack, I am the show's self-proclaimed resident dumbass.
Have you ever stopped to think and forget to start again?
Once in a while. But then I'm forced
Josh
to.
I think Josh is trying to challenge you for your title, Ghost.
Oh no, it is the epic Skype stare down.
Dude. I don't take challenges well. Ask Fat Man what happened when he challenged me that I couldn't eat a 4-pound hamburger.
Fat Man, what happened when you challenged him about the 4-pound hamburger?
He wants to challenge me to the 4-pound hamburger.
I made it into a race, motherfucker.
All right, well, let's have a race to see who can be more stupid.
I'm going to break him.
I think it's going to be pretty hard if you can eat a 4-pound burger under 13 minutes.
It's not hard.
I know. That's me not trying, actually. I hear a hiding. Moving on, let's get some of the update crap out of the way. Let's start with the abridging this time. Okay. Besides, I'm waiting on people to send in the retakes, Ghost and Levi, and Tom, if you're listening.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will reach my hand through the internet to slap you. And
I still want to know how to think.
Well, I'm just waiting for that. I've been periodically working on a few scenes. I've been getting a few sound effects, like I finally found one for the demolishing of the bar.
Nice.
And it actually fits quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much from that, I've been working little tidbits on it ever so often while I'm working on a few other things, if I don't lose my bloody mind again. Like I have in the last 2 weeks. Ghost knows this one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's pretty much it for the abridging news. I'm just waiting for it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I have a thing since this is here.
Okay.
And
I have a thing, too.
Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. Mine's bigger anyway.
Whatever.
No.
No, you can't. Bigger than yours. Bigger than your whole body. It's mine.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you that have been following us since we were part of Midnight Frogs, which is just me now because I'm still there, Midnight Frogs, Sergeant Frog Abridged 2 episode came out, what was it, yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
And, I have an opinion on it, and I know Fat Man does too.
I wanted to save that until after the updates, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll do that then. So, okay. Continue.
Okay, bridging-wise, I don't think anyone else has that, because I still have to write the script for the Vampire Knight one that I get to do the whole clusterfuck with. And we'll just leave it at that. For the FATLP's update now, we're going to kill off the first episode of our first request one later tonight. Or tomorrow, depending on the time zone. That and
it'll be tomorrow, because we're not going to be done with this before 15 minutes.
Shut up, Ghost.
Ha. Huh.
And on top of that, I have most of the retro praise edited. I just have to render them so I can get those up.
So expect to see that in a week.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I am tempted to get Fatty Puncher right through the internet.
Dude, rendering on your system takes epic forever.
It takes up to an hour to two, depending on how much footage.
Yeah.
An hour to two? What are you talking about? You are rendering, what's that one thing?
The World Ends With You?
Yeah, you were rendering that for like 6 hours one night.
Because I had to render it twice. I had to render it twice just to get everything in the video.
Exactly.
Okay.
That
when it comes to the Portal one, I've actually used a new one, which all it does is missync the audio, but I can sync that up with that.
Uh-huh.
Which it's not that hard to deal with, so.
Okay.
Which, I mean, this first episode, it only took 2 hours to render it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, granted, 2 hours for 20 minutes is kind of ridiculous, but still.
It doesn't take me 2 hours to render. It's never taken me more than 15 minutes to render a video.
Okay, I had to do some post-work to this.
Oh, so did I.
Well, okay, besides, the fact is my system, I end up overtaxing my buffer, and that's why.
Okay, that would probably do it.
Because I'm usually on Skype while I'm sitting there doing it.
Uh-huh.
That, and I'm always working on something while something's rendering, like sound clips or whatever. So that's pretty much why I overtax my buffer.
Mm-hmm. Talk to Mog's crackhead friends. They know how to overclock shit.
Yeah, well, I'm just waiting until I save enough up and get a desktop, and I'll use that just for all my rendering.
Fair enough.
Okay, but the retro praise is almost done. I got it's a Portal one, which the guy is not really that enthusiastic while he's going through it, so we're gonna retro pray that one. Plus, I have a Pokemon one I want to retro pray.
Nice.
With the Pokemon.
Yeah. Plus all my Mega Man ones as soon as I get the videos to you.
Yeah. You know, the Mega Man one that Mog's doing. Plus, I have most of the script done for my top 15 Zelda tunes script.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I might have to do a little rewriting, because the way I was originally going to do it, it's more of a throw to Paul's work from That Guy with the Glasses, but I kind of want to change it up to have one other person to do it with me.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Paul's the music guy.
I still don't know who that is.
Go look it up, bitch.
No, I don't want to go there.
But, okay, but pretty much that's in the progress. And Robert just got done with his lines. Yay!
Awesome.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to kill off an episode. I got some rendering, and then shit will be up. World Ends With You, I'm kind of holding off on day 4 right now until I can get the episode done.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think anyone else has a problem with that.
I don't.
So pretty much...
No.
So pretty much with that, that's pretty much all it there is.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't think I have any other updates, so let's kill off the Sergeant Frog topic.
Actually, I have my LP updates. I'm still sorting out my computer, but I did manage to record about 5 minutes of something.
All right.
It was choppy and bullshit, and I couldn't keep it, like, as a part. And I wouldn't have kept it as a part, even if it was longer than 5 minutes, because of the way it came out. It was bad, dude. So, I'm still messing with that, and I will have something for you, hopefully, by next week.
Alright, what about you, Mog? About the whole Mega Man thing?
I'm still practicing so I can actually do it.
Alright. Okay,
dude, you can use save states. We won't make fun of you often. Josh will, I won't.
Dude, Josh and Blake both get off on making fun of me.
I noticed.
As...
Oh, I can hear that little squish sound in the background while they're ragging on you.
Yeah.
And it's a very little squish sound.
Oh,
if you catch my meaning.
That's great. Ghost isn't even privy to those jokes.
Alright.
Ghost, this is another reason why I love you.
I love you too, Mog.
Oh, yeah. Alright, moving on to Sergeant Frog thing.
I'll hold off on my opinion. I'll let either one of you guys go.
I actually really did not like it. Like, I can honestly say there was only one point that actually made me laugh, and that was freaking when Ghost was in it, because that was actually funny. The rest of it just kind of seemed like they decided to forego witty stuff completely and just go sex. It just didn't do anything for me. I really wasn't amused by it. Plus, I mean, there was mic static in some of Yoshi's lines when he was doing Sergeant Frog.
You mean Keroro?
Yeah, Keroro. That guy.
Alright, I'm going to hold off on being... I'll be last on this, so Ghost, you can go.
I generally, like... It was good to see it up, finally, after how long? 4 months? 3 months? Whatever.
6 months.
dude, don't. But... I kind of, like... The first one, like, I would, like... Everyone was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And then the second one, like, it's kind of like, eh? Like, you know, you start out with all the best material you can get, and then it kind of tapers off from there. And it kind of really fell off for the second one. Hopefully, and I really do mean hopefully, we can pick this up for the third episode if we're even going to do one. But... To be entirely honest, I don't find myself being there that long.
Yeah. I mean, either, a lot of the... Oh,
they're
no,
either
go on, gonna, sorry.
They're either going to burn each other and shut this whole thing down, or they're going to burn me and shut me down for being Kulu, and I don't care either way.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of the YouTube... commenter like, oh, this is really good. I'm like, what are you all talking about? Well, no, I will say there was one line that made me laugh. I can't get past Final Fantasy VII. What the hell does press start mean? That made me laugh. I'll give them that one.
I gotta agree with that one. Like, so it was a good one, and I did kind of like the doorknob joke.
Yeah.
I gotta...
But anyway.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
But I gotta say, my overall opinion, it definitely. Now, granted, my opinion, I'm not putting the whole fact that they kicked me out or anything to this opinion. This is actually just opinion as just someone watching it. But it's
yeah.
It just the fact is okay. There was a few cute jokes that I liked. Otherwise, I didn't find it funny at all. I mean, the execution with some of the jokes could use some work, and I know I'm not the best one when it comes to all this, because I was with the crew with the first one, and then, but still, the fact is, some of the execution could have needed work. Some of the jokes, I didn't even understand why they were there.
Yeah,
I got that same thing.
I mean, like, at the end, for instance, the whole Spanish. Granted, there's someone that can speak Spanish, that's fine. I can understand, play on that a little bit. But the way they did it, And having the credits in Spanish at the end, why?
Yeah.
Oh, they were? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
I did laugh at the very end with the Agacharse thing. That was great.
I did like the three of them, but that could have probably been edited a little better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And overall, I didn't really find it enjoyable. I mean, I even listened through one of the other persons watching it and listening to it, and while I had the video playing off the side, I don't know. I think a lot of people's intelligence are knocked down to kindergarten level, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean,
that happens with everything nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I have one opinion that I won't state, just the fact to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
I personally have a problem with Lily Liver's lines. She sounds really samey in all of her voices.
I didn't even know it was her when she was doing Momoka, but yeah, that's been a complaint since the first episode that Aki and Natsumi sound the same.
Yeah.
Well, okay, granted that they sound the same, but they're also just the whole beginning episodes. You're gonna notice that until you really get your character down pat.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So it's understandable, and it's kind of forgivable for the first ones. I mean, if it gets up to 10 and she's down the same, there could be a problem there, but otherwise I don't see real much of a problem at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's my overall take. I mean, I hope they take it considerably well and not be a complete asshole about it when they post the comments.
Yeah.
And you know they will.
Yeah, I know. But I'm at least trying to be nice with it without having to be an asshole myself.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, fuck it. Let's go on.
Let's continue. Yes.
Let's go on to something else before I kind of lose my mind. How about stupid nose stories?
After that, I have a suggestion, which I will type to you instead of... Yes.
All right. Type it. Ma can go while you're typing.
All right. Let me just load mine up.
Oh, no. He's being professional about it. Get your ties, everybody.
Today in the news... Well, actually, this is May 31st. The headline is, young couple discover they are brother and sister.
Go on.
A young Irish couple with a toddler have been left devastated after reportedly finding out that they are in fact half brother and sister. The pair, who grew up far apart and met 2 years ago, told Britain's The Mail on Sunday newspaper that DNA testing last month revealed they share the same father. The young man, who is known only as James, was unable to find out the truth about his family background because of secrecy surrounding Irish family law. The couple, aged in their 20s, are now planning to undertake a landmark civil case against the judge and a child psychologist who are involved in James' case.
When we found out we were half-brother and half-sister, we were devastated, said James, who decided to keep his family's identity a secret for the sake of their son. When I got the phone call with the DNA test, it was like when you hear about someone you know has died, like when you're in a car crash. The couple say they still plan to get married and have more children, despite being shocked and pained by the news. I'm not blind, and I'm not oblivious to what people might think, James said. We're not from a bad background, and if someone had to ask me if they were in a relationship like this, I would have said they were sickos. So, yeah, this is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but it hard to say, really. I mean, granted, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah, but at the same time, after you discover something like that, you really. I couldn't see continuing on as a couple.
Hard to say. I mean, depends on the fact if you could actually completely forget the fact of that, the being the situation. I could see it being fine. It hard to say, really. It depends on more on the persons, and we're not them. This is our take on it, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's like a lot of the brothers getting married to their stepsisters lately and whatnot, you know?
Well, stepsister is a different thing.
Yeah.
Step siblings are because your mom married their dad or something like that. It's not because you share a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it is. It's just
it's something different.
Just one of those little, it's hard to explain type of things, I guess.
Yeah.
Ghost, would you like to go?
What are we doing? Oh, news stories. apparently, how long have you guys known about the new Karate Kid movie with Jackie Chan and some black kid?
For quite some time.
Quite a while.
Since I went to watch that Percy Jackson movie.
Uh-huh. Apparently, Yahoo just found out about this today.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What? It's on like the Buzz thing or whatever, or yesterday. They just found out about this. Like, they posted it yesterday that there's going to be a new Jackie. I am so glad I don't use Yahoo for everything, because I would have not known about this for weeks. It'll be like, you know, everyone's already gone to see it, and I'll be like, what? There's a movie?
Wait, BP spilled oil? What?
Yeah, I know, what? That's crazy.
I've heard of being left out of the loop, but that's kind of ridiculous.
There's a black guy that's president? When did this happen?
What is the world coming to?
Our last president was white. No way.
Wait, women can vote? What the fuck?
You mean they're not slaves anymore? Damn it.
No, they're not earthbenders.
God, I'm going to get so much hate mail. They're earthbenders. I'm sorry. That explains the color. You know what? I'm not going to go there.
Wait, we got cars? What happened to the horse-drawn buggies?
No, they're horseless carriages.
Oh my god. No way!
Light switches? What is this shit?
What is this Wi-Fi you speak of?
Electricity?
Flat panel TVs? Oh my god. Okay, we've taken this joke too far. And... while we're still laughing at it, I'm sure our audience isn't.
I think our audience is like, what the fuck are these guys on?
We have an audience? Ow.
Crystal meth.
Audience. Our audience apparently is Thorn, since it's the only one that comments on it.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, Thorn.
Well, actually, we do get other people's, because I do periodically check the ratings. We have been steadily going up.
Steadily. Really? Well, that happens. The more episodes you get out there, the better you do.
Oh yeah, but I have to keep on getting rid of one episode to replace with an episode and save it. I'm getting to the point where once 20 episodes hit, that I have to save, I'm going to just upload it to some file sharing site and say, hey, download these.
Oh. Yeah.
That way.
Or we could have a member section that we never use. Sorry.
I'm not sorry, goddammit. I mean, my...
Not you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, my ass doesn't bleed. Sorry, Sai, if you're listening to this, which I doubt, but sorry.
Your ass only bleeds when you eat chili.
I thought it was Chipotle.
Dude. Chipotle is some good shit, I gotta tell you guys.
I didn't
know they had... I love it, dude. It's the most... It's like Subway, but with Mexican.
Yes, Mexican Subway, but I was just... it didn't do it for me.
It did it for me. I ate two of those things. Those are fucking good.
Maybe it was the first one. I didn't have two. I was like, one, I'm done.
Dude, I had... I can't order less than two of them when I go. I know it's expensive, but damn.
That time, now we're the Food Network.
Oh my god.
Network.
Let's kick it up a notch. Bam!
Bam!
Thank you, Emerald.
Next on Fetty Chef America.
Thank you, Emerald. Now, if you could kindly point toward the person who let you in here.
Hello! My bad, I'm sorry.
Pops, click, click, boom.
Leo's.
Santa Christ? I don't understand.
Santa Christ. Who believes in Santa Christ?
Don't. I believe in neither.
Speaking of what...
Some people say I'm going to hell. I just say I'm having more fun.
Okay, I got it.
Anyway.
Actually, I got a quick question. Has anyone actually seen that Kifdassia movie?
I have. I've watched it all the way through.
I has not.
I'll send you the files.
And Josh, you will never find Josh on that guy with the glasses ever.
Irrational hatred.
My hatred's not irrational, I just don't find them funny. So...
No, you should, like, explain that to them, Josh, because it's amusing.
It's amusing to you guys. I don't think it's amusing. I cannot stand that... fucking asshole's voice. I hear it, and I just want to, like, kill a baby. I'm just like, no!
Well, here's a...
Well, nobody's stopping.
Hold on. Here's a baby, here's a knife, and here's a clip of him. Click.
Hello,
I'm the nostalgia critic.
Don't tempt me, fat man.
Oh, wait, hold on. If I'm tempting you, give me the knife. Here's a katana.
Dude, that's... I'm so done. Give me the baby.
Now you're tempting me.
No, if I was going to tempt you, I would hand you a 13mm jackal.
I don't like guns. I like knives.
Okay, fine. Here's a 12-foot Buster sword. Shut up.
That's a sword, not a knife.
Oh my god, so heavy.
It's a giant's knife. Shut up.
This is a knife.
This is a knife. Anyway...
I believe we ran off topic again.
What was our topic again?
I think it was news stories, but we just went to hell.
Josh. Hey, today in the news, Josh hates Nostalgia Critic. What do you think of the Nostalgia Chick?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really funny, though. When Linkara first came around, Josh was actually living here. I watched Linkara, and... Josh told me I needed to shut it off because Linkara reminded him too much of Nostalgia Critic's voice. But we just watched all of his history of Power Rangers. Josh was like, yes.
Actually, I still have to watch that, actually. I mean, I grew up...
Yeah, it's actually really
I grew
good.
Up on the age of the Power Rangers, so... They have a big nostalgic feeling in my fatty heart.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy did a review for Sister Claire on the Nostalgia Critic site. I don't know who it was, but, like, his typos are egregious. Like, Fat Man makes this guy look like literary stupid, but...
I don't know if I should be insulted or complimented.
One or the other. I'm not sure myself.
At least I know there's people out there that write worse than I do.
it's just like there were things. I don't think this guy speaks English.
Wait, hold on. Is this my normal when I'm awake typing, or when I just wake up and I type some dribble?
Normal when you're awake typing.
Okay, what about when I'm typing dribble?
He's in between.
Ah. Okay, see, typing dribble, that's fine.
Wait, you type dribble when you're not awake?
When I wake up, my brain is not working. I go
So you always type
dribble? Fuck you.
Ha!
There's a difference from my brain not being awake and my brain not in my head.
Okay, the reason I don't like the Nostalgia Critic, this is our new topic, the reason I don't like the Nostalgia Critic, like the site in general, like, I watched through all of his stuff and, like, a few things I found funny, a few things I found interesting, but it was very few. And to be honest, I only went there because of Wichow, and then, like, I saw the Nostalgia Critic, I'm like, oh good, a girl, this might be interesting or funny or something, no.
Okay.
And I don't really watch anyone, like, the movies in 5 seconds, like, I got bored with that after the first one I saw, and then the Nostalgia Chick, I watched her latest one, Grease, because I love Grease, and I don't know what the hell was up with that thing with her friend and the thing, but just what?
Okay, well,
dude, this Blake is so totally hot for the Nostalgia Chick.
Who is this?
Blake is totally hot for the Nostalgia Chick.
Who's Blake?
You've talked to Blake.
Oh, your friend Blake. Hi.
Yeah, that guy.
To rip off Peanut. Oh.
I don't know. She's kind of cute, but.
It depends, I guess. Lately, I haven't really been watching the Nostalgia Critic. I mean, I just finally was like, why not? Because I had nothing else to watch, so I watched Kick-Ass. Yeah, I gotta say, boring as shit. I mean, yeah. I didn't... Okay. Maybe there was a few things at the beginning that was fine. The whole news feed and the episode following was pretty stupid. I don't mean like, ha-ha stupid. I mean just, why stupid?
Yeah.
The only thing I was really more looking forward to were just, like, Lord Cat, Spoonie, and a few other ones. The clips. I was more waiting for Dr. Insano to show his damn ass.
Yes, the Insano Nostalgia Critic fight was amazing.
Yeah, it could use work, but it was at least something.
Yeah.
But pretty much, I really haven't really watched Nostalgia Critic in a while. I mean, there's a few things that piqued my interest. I mean, I liked it when he did the Super Mario Super Show review. I liked it when he did the Cup to None and the Game Master. I mean, there's a lot I disagree with him a lot, but I only watched just the fact for an assault of those shows he did. But yeah. Mostly that I watch Paul, I watch Still Gaming, I end up Spoonie, and Until We Win, usually. And sometimes for those games that Yanks can't wank. Depending if it's a good.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all I've truly ever seen. I mean, I occasionally listen to the Lee and Z show, which Little Miss Gamer and Lee from Still Gaming do.
Yeah.
But pretty much it's kind of been...
Yeah, that's kind of the way the whole site is at this point, except for Linkara.
Well, okay, unless you count the whole, the little gaming show, I can't think of what it's called, Push Start, or Press Start, and the abridged they just put on there, like the Team 4 Star, and, well, Moscow shit's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get off this topic, because Josh and Ghost are, like, so in the dust on this one.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm happy to listen to you guys.
Well, we still have two more people for the whole stupid news story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're going back to that?
Well, the one...
This is our main topic. This is a side quest. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get back to hunting Kefka.
Okay.
On, let's go.
Josh, you can go because mine actually involves me and my Saint Drinking's Day.
St. Drinking's Day?
St. Patty's Day.
Oh. Yeah, when my face hit a bus.
All right, well, I was about to make something up because I'm unprepared, but I want a story now.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, God. I'm going to be last, so go.
Oh, God, the pressure he can't deal.
So much pressure he drops from the internet.
Wow. That's some pressure.
What? Did he just hang up?
It's a problem with his laptop.
Oh. Did it crash?
It just occasionally loses internet.
I so know that.
I guess I have to go with my story then.
I occasionally lose everything.
We'll just wait until Josh comes back and he'll probably end up listening to the episode. Now, everybody knows my whole St. Patrick's Day fiasco, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got put in the news. Well, newspaper.
You did?
In the newspaper.
Really?
Yeah. But there was actually more to that story I did not say about me being dragged by that bus for a while. Because pretty much when I hit the bus with my face, my sled latched onto the bus, his bumper. The funny thing is, it was the party bus.
Yeah. Really?
So, while it was doing, I was trying to pull off movie reference to climb on top of bus. Not too well. But luckily, on one of the turns I released, I landed in the back of a truck again. I lost my sled, but I landed in the back of a truck. Not the best landing, because there was a pile of wood in the back, but still landed in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And as soon as the truck stopped, I hopped out and I walked my happy, schnuckered ass home, or back to the apartment.
Back to your sled, and then back to the apartment.
No, the sled was gone. I don't have it.
Oh.
To the bat sled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, flew away.
If I ever meet that bus again, I will stab it to revenge my fallen sled.
Mm.
But pretty much, I'm my news story.
You are your news story. Wonderful. You self-absorbed asshole.
Well, it's fatty time. What do you expect?
Yeah. I'm the only skinny guy here. I'm so out of place.
Anyways, do we have another topic after
that?
Well,
Ghost had something he wanted to suggest.
I has.
Okay.
Hooray. I think our topic should be, like, other podcasts that we like or dislike.
Oh, God, the Wachow.
Well. Okay.
Everyone here could recommend Wachow. Story over.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I could recommend Wachow, not often, but I do recommend it sometimes.
Yeah, I prefer those are more like let it record while you're not there type of things, because if you're there, oh dear God.
Dude, I love listening to Wachow. Actually, the last one was great. The one before it, I like there were porn stars there.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's been, yeah, the girls from Cosplay Deviance, Nova and Freckle.
Dude, I have so considered getting a Cosplay Deviance account.
Dude, me too. If only I had money. Other podcasts while Josh joins us. Hi, Josh.
Hey!
Hey, we've moved topics. If you want to do your news story after we do this, or do you want to do it now?
It doesn't matter. Just, what are you guys talking about now?
We're talking about podcasts we like or
pretty much Wachow right now.
Right now.
Wachow FTW.
It's my turn right now, and there will be more than just Wachow. No, they have a lot of great guests. There's, like, the Nostalgia Critic and stuff, and, like, they have, like, Kyle Hebert and, other people. No, they had, like we said,
Kajetto-kun.
Yeah, they had Kajetto-kun, the reason for over 9,000 on TV. They have Martin on like every week. They have they had Masako X last week, and they have Kerberfer, if anyone cares, on a regular basis. If you don't know or care, you should. He does look for Parody Rangers on Newgrounds. That's all I gotta say. other great podcasts. Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Other great podcasts are The Dave Cave, which is technically a spinoff of Wachow. Dave does his own podcast, and he has people on, and nobody famous yet, just like Cy and his brother, and that's it. So it's pretty good. Like they go talk about video games and art and like all kinds of different stuff. So
yeah, I have not actually had a chance to listen to the Dave Cave yet.
You should. The first one you can't download because it's in the wrong. It's either in the wrong format or it was uploaded weird, and it really slows down. Like it's all super slow mo when you go to listen to it outside of the site thing. But the other two are just as good, and they're on there too, or they can be downloaded, and so that's
okay.
Other good ones for those of you that like webcomics, the Webcomic Beacon, which I'm pretty sure I plugged last time I listened to it, they have like webcomic artists, and they have people like Dan Shive from EGS, they have people like they had the Penny Arcade guys, the PvP guys. Batman's typing something, and I'm distracted by the little pencil. I think that's it. I don't really listen to any other podcasts besides that I know of. Yeah, I think that's it. So, if anyone else has other podcasts they like?
I have one.
One?
Yes, other than Wachow, because I only listen to two. I listen to Wachow, and I listen to the Big Bald Broadcast.
Oh, I don't actually listen to that, but I have been meaning to.
It's really good. I mean, I haven't actually listened to the last couple, but I love the Big Bald Broadcast because I think Kyle Hebert is incredible and awesome.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that know this is, or that don't know, this is Kyle Hebert's personal podcast, and he's like a big mainstream voice actor, so.
Yeah, I absolutely love Kyle Hebert.
Anyone else?
No, Josh took the one I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
There's one that occasionally that shows up, but Love Chat usually. It just because the guy's name has love in it, that's why title. But it's pretty good. It's more like one of those talk show podcasts. It's fairly entertaining. I do suggest people go checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I kind of want to branch off to another one like this, Web Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Just, there's a web, like we're doing for the podcast, but I want to do it for Web Comics. Thanks to Ghost kind of got me into this one called the Oracle for Hire one.
Oh, Dominic Deegan. Yeah. This is a great comic.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point I could read all the comics in one day.
Dude, yeah. I can go on for hours about webcomics, just reading names.
Yeah, same here.
Before I moved computers, I had over 600 webcomics that I was reading.
Yeah. Webcomics are amazing.
Comics
in general are amazing.
Indeed. Actually, okay, a bit of a shameless plug. on DeviantArt, I've been periodically drawing small webcomics that just shit's been happening. I have two up, but I'm going to be doing a few more. So, shameless plug, the Fat Man on DeviantArt is going to have webcomics showing up soon.
Cool. Is it going to have us in it?
Yeah, once I get off my fat ass to actually draw you guys.
Excellent. You should just do the logo for us.
Yes, I'm going to have people walking around with your guys' logos for faces. But, yeah, shameless plug there. There's a few other ones besides the whole, like everyone knows, GG Guys, Sum of Size. I'm not much of a webcomic reader, really. Just, like, I read Mega Tokyo. That's the main one I read most of the time. But since Ghost got me into the Oracle for Hire, I've been reading pretty much just those two.
Yeah, I could list a few off.
Yeah, so could I. I will keep it to a few, actually, if I may.
That's fine.
I've caught up with Dominic Deegan. I've caught up with Elguna Shive, which is another great. I've caught up with Sister Claire. I picked up a while ago, and I have caught up with it. Let's see. A couple new ones that I picked up were The Underling and Happle Tea. It's that one's kind of unexplainable. It's about this kid and like it makes fun of like religion and mythology and all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
And it's hilarious and weird and like just it's some crazy stuff. The Underling is about a kid and he gets like selected by a demon to help end the world, and then he gets turned into a demon himself and thrown into another realm or something, and then he's trying to get home with this weird cat girl thing. It's pretty cool. It's short right now, but it's been updating frequently and on time, thankfully, but it's really good. Anyone else?
Well,
no.
Mog, Josh, you got regular comics you want to plug, or what?
Actually, I do have one, now that I think about it. Emergency Exit. It's a comic that deals with multiple dimensions, and it's honestly really charming and really funny, honestly.
Sounds like Sliders?
Yeah, actually, I believe that Sliders is one of their affiliates. I think they've actually done a crossover.
Really?
I think. Don't hold me to that.
That actually, I'd be interested in that.
Also, Real Life Comics. It's kind of a daily journal-based comic. Updates Monday through Friday, but it's outlandish at the same time. So, yeah. Those are two that I read just off the top of my head.
Might have to check them out.
Yeah.
Another webcomic I could suggest is This Comic Sucks. It really doesn't. It's really good. It's the way they describe it is 50% awesome and 60% ADD. So
what?
Yeah, that's their banner. It says This Comic Sucks, and it shows a little guy running, and then it says 50% awesome and 60% ADD.
Well,
okay.
I think we've done a bit of rambling now.
Yeah, we've gone a ways. We're at what, an hour and 12?
Yeah, I think this would be a good time to end it with some random proverb. Josh, would you like to end it for us?
Give me just half a second. Hold on, Mike. I got this. If my computer wasn't an idiot.
Ba-dum-ba-ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, thanks. Make me feel good. Okay, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
All right, I think that we call it night. Later, everybody.
See you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.